World peace.
Anything in the world?
I would don't you even know. Choose 10 mil or world peace?
10 mil. Okay, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
End the clip right
no,
before
you're
he
not.
Said.
Yes, no, you're not.
World peace, of course. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to welcome you to the Optic Podcast, episode 206. 206 podcast. Jeez Louise. That is a lot.
That's not crazy.
That's not including like all the ones that we have done. Matt, are you recording?
I feel like it feels crazy. When we hit a milestone, when we hit 200, I was like, damn.
Yeah, that is a crazy
milestone.
When we
hit 100, I was like, damn.
As usual, I am one of your co-hosts. We have a man, Maniac, right there. You don't see him yet, but once he gets out of wiping his butt, he's going to sit right there. We have the Scrumper Jumper. We have legendary Hook. Hook.
The nuke in the building,
Hook,
folks.
The nuke back in the building. Welcome yeah. back, man. I'm so happy for this. Dude, I was talking to APG yesterday. And I was telling him, I'm like, I'm happy that Hook is back. Obviously, like what's happening obviously is not the best of situations. But for somebody like you, like this has got to be like a the way that I said it is, when you look at Hook, you can tell that dude is just like one with the universe. And what I mean by that is that I've never seen you mad, right? I've never seen you mad. I always see you smiling, and I know that you're like, you know, you are in tune, right? Would you say that you are a person?
I guess so, yeah.
It's like, that's how I feel. I feel like I'm just letting the universe take me where I'm going.
I'm not in tune with nature. I'm not going to lie. I haven't seen nature in years.
Yeah, you got, what do you
maybe
mean?
I'll take this as a compliment. Fuck
no,
yeah.
Of course.
Fuck yeah. I'm one with the universe.
Well, how would you
just like, go with it?
Are you like, I've never seen, like, are you not a happy person, like, nonstop?
Yeah, that's how fucking long.
No, I would say I'm not always happy, but I would say I have a good head on me for sure. Like, I would say I try to look for
your
the positives.
Posse vibes only.
Yeah, I try to. Obviously, I'm not always happy, but, yeah.
But do you ever let it show? Because I've never seen you upset. Not even when we lose.
That's the thing. I'm like introverted as fuck. So like, you're not going to see it, but I will be
inside.
Hurt or pissed sometimes.
Like, I love that shit. Bottle it in, baby. It's what I'm stuck,
right? Yeah.
What I'm going through. How'd it go, man? You look 10 pounds lighter.
Well, that's what happens when you eat McDonald's at 1 a.m., you wake up, you don't shit, you drive here, eat some country potatoes, eggs, bacon.
Where?
Damn.
I went to the depot place up the street. Have you ever been there?
Nah.
I think I told you about it. It's like more, you go to like the white diner.
Uh-huh.
This is more like Mexican-y.
No.
So, and it's the gas station right
up here.
The
gas station, Rudy's. Oh, yeah.
Have you ever been up there?
Wait, the gas station on Main Street?
Like right, where are we at? Go up, go up this street, that gas station right there.
The one with all the construction there right now?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I've been in there before.
Like right beside that is like a diner.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What? Yeah. I've never seen
that. Wait, this guy's unlocking like new places. I can't see you because of the
tree.
You
know why I went there? It's because you said you were at the diner and I just didn't feel like seeing you guys.
Okay.
Yeah, that's real. That's some real shit.
So I just went up there and ate by myself and then came here, wasn't supposed to be on this. But you know me, showing up early to the Flycast.
Yeah.
But I'll fill in. But
we certainly appreciate you.
You're already, 20 minutes late? What time is it? But I had to take a shit, so
we're here now. Yeah. So originally it was supposed to be Hook the Nuke and Shotzi, but Shotzi had some personal issues. Oh my God, here we go.
Don't we all?
We do all. So this podcast is for next week.
Okay.
But obviously don't put this in there, Matt, because obviously, you know, breaking the fourth wall or something. I leave it in there. I don't give a fuck. Anyway, we were just welcoming Hook in, and I was saying how the universe loves this dude because it keeps on giving them these fucking chances to fucking come and win a fucking championship.
If it loved him so much, wouldn't it kept him here, though?
Huh?
Wouldn't it put him through the grimy challenge?
Nah, because that builds character.
Me and Hook got a Flycast today. We got a lot to talk about.
Yeah, so save that for that.
All right, bet.
But anyway, I was saying, I'm like, dude, look at this dude. And what he just said, obviously, is very, very eye-opening that he himself also, like, has these, like me, and I hope that I'm going to mischaracterize what you said, but bottling stuff in is an introvert's sort of nature, right?
Yeah.
And would you consider that bottling it in, or you're just not sharing? Because there's negative connotations against
one day
men bottling it in.
I'm a bottler.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I let that shit just.
And then I'll take 9 days off, and it'll just all come out.
Oh yeah, that's usually what I do.
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know. Like I think. I don't know. I honestly, I'm not sure. I feel like I just feel things and then fuck it, like after a while, because I got to keep going type shit. Like,
The reason I do it is I'm like, if I'm worried about something, why am I going to make other people worried about that?
How,
not
I,
worried
that,
about them worrying.
I wonder how secretly stressed you are.
Me?
Yeah.
Very.
Because I feel
the
like
amount
you
of herb
don't...
he's smoking, he's. He might not. He might not be stressed.
No, listen. I reset my. I reset my anxieties once a week.
You took a tea break.
No, never.
Smoked last night and just started freaking out.
Really?
Yeah.
But
I mean, obviously, I've been in a little weird place lately.
Well, you talked about it last week on the podcast. Yeah.
I guess we can. I mean, I'm not going to talk about it, but I'll explain. Or I'm not going to explain, but I'll say. On the Flycast, we broke it down. If you missed the episode, go check it out. But went through a breakup, and it's just fucking sickening, man. Like, this is, we had dogs together, house. Obviously, don't go say anything, you idiots. Because sometimes they like to just go message the other person some mean stuff.
No.
Just having my back, which I appreciate, but don't.
No. That's never
that's
fucking
never cool.
Right.
And it's happened in the past, so that's why I feel like I have to say something, but.
No, it was a mutual thing, right? Yeah. Like, two grown people saying this
it was
this
two
for
grown
us.
People making a mature decision to. You know, I guess it just ran its course.
Yeah.
Just having two dogs, gonna be like separating them, and they're like best friends, so that's sad. And then selling the house and shit, and it's just been so stressful, bro. It's like, I was talking to my friend about it. I was like, there's your parents dying, and then there's like a breakup. And I think that there's other worse stuff, like getting cancer and shit. But as far as just pure like pain and grief, it's just sickening, man, but I'm here, man. I'm trying to show up, push through it. Usually in times like this, I like sort of lock myself away and just be.
Dude, what? I'm intently listening. I'm listening,
usually
bro.
Usually in times like this, I'll
don't
just
don't worry,
like,
I got something for you at the end of it.
I'll lock myself away.
A hug and a kiss? What?
And just be fucking
no,
like,
I gotta just cliche
and,
fucking.
Like, Hook, I'm introverted, so I'll just, like, I won't even, like, get on my computer, be on Discord. I'll just sit in my fucking bed and, like, rot away. I'm not saying that's what you do. But, like, I just stay to myself. I don't go out and drink and try to, like,
get
distract myself. Yeah, get a quick rebound. Like, I just sit there and I just take the fucking pain. And usually, and I'm proud of myself, because usually I've always had, like, a Xanax or, like, you know, take some Adderall to get on a game, distract myself. But this time I just... straight up taking the pain like normal people do. I guess.
Love that. Yes.
Like normal people do. So it's my first time for that, but it's been tough. Anyways, what y'all got going on?
But just think, there will be a day that you wake up and you just won't be thinking about it anymore.
Yeah,
time heals all, man.
Yeah, time does heal all.
We just got to power through that shit.
It's not my first rodeo, so... But at first, man, it just fucking
yeah. At
sucks.
First, at first, it's tough.
It's just sickening to live with.
Balloons are deflating.
What's his name? Givion.
Let's switch up to a more positive light.
Yeah,
we got
man.
Christmas coming
we
up. What's everyone doing for Christmas? It's the best holiday of the year, in my opinion.
Staying home alone with no one.
I'm gonna wait. Is that what you're doing for real?
Yeah, I'm not going.
Go to Hector's.
Let's do some. Yeah, come to my house.
I'm down to do something. I texted in the Optic chat. I was like, is anyone not going home for Christmas and just want to get drunk on stream or something?
I would do that.
But, I mean, maybe. To be honest, I kind of planned on starting my, like, Elden Ring marathon.
Oh, okay.
Just milk no one being live.
Yeah, no one's going to be live.
Yo, 23rd. I think starting the 23rd, which
game.
I'm kind of pissed about this because every, like, little... Twitch 30% off subs and shit happens when I'm... But I leave the 22nd and then it's like... 30% off subs or some shit from the 23rd day of the year.
I know what I'm doing then.
No, it's a 30% off
Elden Ring
on Twitch
marathon during that.
Everyone's side.
That's good.
Is the 30% off, like, is that what Twitch is giving them, but you don't give 30%?
I'm pretty sure they're doing, like, the five gifted, and you get a random amount of subs again, too. I don't know exactly how it works.
Oh, I need that.
You need that. All right, good.
I need that.
Yeah, no, I'm glad. I'm glad that you're getting busy out there. You hit me up on some, it was like, yo, is Jude into furniture, my wife? And I'm like, I'm like, yeah. But I'm like, why?
Then I sent a pic of my living room.
Yeah, he sent me a picture of his living room, and
I purged, bro. I moved already into my new place downtown. It's all I have in there is basically a bed in my stream setup.
Boy, when you're single, that's all you need. You know what I'm saying? Who?
Was good. I was reading them.
I'm like, when you're single, that's all you need. You know what I'm saying?
A bed.
Nah.
You don't know what I'm saying. Baby, if you're watching, I don't know what I'm saying either. I'm just comedic.
You don't know about that life.
Comedic relief. Who?
You.
I don't.
A single life?
No, I don't know about single life. I got lucky.
Grass is always greener on the other side. Well, wait.
Yes, anyways. You're right. Anyway, so yes, the 1 month sub, 25% off, 30% off of your loot, Crave. We'd promote
but then look, bonus gifted subs too.
Every five gifted subs purchased for the channel, Valorant.
Yeah, Valorant.
You
got to
be on Valorant. Like any game, if you're just streaming.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's all. I'm pretty sure it's Twitch wide.
Add one.
Dude, shout out Valorant. They're doing everything right.
Be on the lookout because they'll also periodically be giving out gift subs to support you. I gotta clutch up on this.
Okay, so we're not doing something, or we are doing something?
It's been like a 2 day or a 2 week.
All right, so
I guess you could call it a break.
You asked. What's up, Joe?
What's good?
Joe came to work today. What's up, Joe?
Welcome to work, Joe. Careful.
Yeah, he just ignored that dumb shit.
Yeah, he didn't give a fuck. Yo, all right, so that's what you're doing for Christmas, Scumper Jumper. What are you doing for Christmas?
Oh, I can't wait. I fly home on Sunday. Just go home, be with the family. It's the only time of the year I really go home to Pennsylvania, so I get to go home, see the fam, eat all the food, drink all the drinks, ooh, watch all the movies.
Ooh.
I mean, it's just a great time that we have, so I'm really excited.
Yo, I don't think I know how to do that. As you were saying that, I'm imagining like you going over there, going into the kitchen, grabbing a cup of wine, some cookies, going to sit down.
Wait, what do you mean?
Like going to sit down and then like...
What are you confused about?
Like with family, like I don't think that I can do that anymore. Like even for Thanksgiving, like as soon as dinner's done, like I'm gone. I'm in my fucking office.
Oh, no,
yeah,
we know
what you're doing.
We hang out from start to finish.
Really?
Like, yeah, this year is a little bit different because it's the first Christmas with my brother's baby, Christian.
Oh, yeah, Christian. Shout out Christian.
Yeah, my uncle. So I think they're leaving a little bit earlier, but yeah, like the 23rd, we're locked in. We get in the 22nd at night. 23rd locked in all day, 24th locked in all day. Obviously Christmas, they won't be there, but we'll be at my uncle's house. They do a good a big roast.
I was gonna say roast.
Macaroni and cheese. Ooh. They do egg rolls. Ooh. I mean, dude.
Ooh.
Oh.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
There's an unopened one right here.
Is there?
If Seth's not drinking this water, you can have it. Look,
yeah,
it's
on, go crazy on
the Christmas tree, man. Do you want a water? You got one. Okay.
Are you
almost done? Matt, well, can you hook him up? Please, man. I'll take one too, man.
Wait, why you say you can't? What, after all the food and
appreciate
stuff,
it.
You just
yeah, he
and then pass
out.
No, and I'm not out like
just
that.
Just leave
but
all the family that came and visited.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
You hang out, eat
you're
the food,
Ebenezer.
And you're gone.
I'm Ebenezer Scrooge. It's not. I just see them like all the fucking time. No, I'm kidding. I do. We do like we'll play games and shit. We'll do like the kids will do like fucking the chair thing. What do you call it? The
musical chairs.
Thank Matthew, you. Happy birthday,
you
man.
Draw.
How old?
Oh. Happy birthday.
It's not his birthday.
Shit.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
What am I doing?
Yeah, for Christmas.
This will be like my first real Christmas in a minute because my parents live in Italy and they're coming back home. So,
oh, wow. Wait, where in Italy?
Yeah, where in Italy?
Like Puglia or something like that.
Puglia. Is that the island?
It's like southern.
Yeah, that's
it's not the island, but it is southern.
We got married in Italy, so.
Yeah, I seen that.
Yeah,
I seen that.
Tight.
Italy's lit.
I
love Italy.
Cool. Yeah. But yeah, they're coming, so it'll be nice. Yeah, we're just
do you guys still do
out.
Presents? I know you don't do presents. What about you?
Yes, we do.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Not really. No.
I'm not the one that shops for him. Is that's his thing. But I like give inspiration. I'm like, yo, get my brother something like this, and she'll go find something like that. And
I
think everyone just sort of agrees to not get shit. And that's been for a while.
That's usually
now.
How it's been
like the past like 10 years. I feel like since I moved out, there's like not really gifts.
Yeah, the kids, obviously a different story, but adults, like, I'm cool.
Mine's kind of like a revolving door every year. Like, I always ask for the same things, and they're always like perishable things. Like, I ask for like moccasins, but then Buzz will eat the moccasins. So I always need new pairs of moccasins on Christmas, socks, pajamas, Eagle stuff. So like, it's mine's always like kind of the same rotation. But I'm very thankful every year.
Yes, yes, of course. Because
I wouldn't buy it for myself, so I'm like, hell yeah, I got a couple new things.
Yeah, I usually get like a piece of artwork from my artist friends,
a couch for my place.
Like, I'm gonna get you a couch for your place.
Yeah, you got one?
Hit up Pam, dude. Pam's always got a couch.
Pam's always got couches to give out, right?
Pam's always. I took his couch.
He ain't got nothing for me.
He ain't got no.
Never.
So me. We got Jude's side of the family coming in, so they're going to be staying with us the entire week. It's going to be awesome. I know I said that like funny, but it is cool. I like when people are over because it gives me a chance to cook for, like, I'll cook for everyone. Mm-hmm. And it's just, you know, upping my skills in the kitchen, you know what I'm saying? So I got a couple of breakfasts prepared. I hit up my plug yesterday to make sure that I was stocked up specifically for that week of Christmas. So I ordered 2 cherry pies.
Oh,
so psyched about that.
You got a food plug?
I called Seth yesterday.
Yeah, he called me yesterday, and I'm like, what now? Fuck me, what now?
That's how I answer.
I picked up the phone, and I was like, what's up, man? He's like, what'd you say? You said, like, what's up, man? I was like, all right, we're good. He was like, and I was like, what's up? He's like, I need 2 cherry pies. And I was like, bet.
No, I said, I'm like, yo, are there any cherry pies out there to be, you know, to, what's up?
His mom makes a crazy cherry pie.
No, it is a crazy cherry pie.
Yeah.
Like, fucking nuts. I ordered 2 because I want one for me and like a slice from the one that's public, you know what I'm saying? So I want a full and a slice.
Damn. So I immediately put the order in. Is texted her mom. Boom, order received.
Yeah, I'm like,
we won't be home though, so you're gonna have to figure out.
What's your favorite pie? Cherry?
Cherry pie, 100%. Well, this cherry? One. Before Ooh. That, it was
pumpkin.
Apple.
Pumpkin?
Yeah, I'm not really
no way you like pumpkin pie. Nobody likes pumpkin pie.
People hate on pumpkin pie.
Yeah,
I don't get it.
I'm people.
I think pumpkin is probably my favorite.
Yeah. No,
pumpkin's
yuck.
A little, what it like?
Because it's like not too sugary. It's like in between.
Yeah, in the it's
I don't
a texture
want that
thing
fruit.
Too. Like
yeah, it's like
nice.
Soft and shit.
Wait,
yeah.
Is pumpkin a fruit? Wait.
Nah.
I don't
think
a vegetable.
It's a vegetable.
It's a root vegetable, I think.
I honestly I don't
want that fruity shit. To be honest,
oh,
I like
it is
all
a fruit.
Pies.
Pumpkin
fruit.
Is a fruit
or
damn.
A vegetable. It's both. It's by.
I felt like an idiot saying that.
What do you call
it's
that?
One of those. They don't even.
It's
know
one of them weird things.
It's.
They need to just make up a word for this type of shit.
Oh, technically, it's
squash, bro. That's a vegetable.
Pumpkin.
Squash one. Oh, never mind. That's a 3
pumpkin's
dogs.
A fruit, but it's a squash, and squash is a vegetable.
Yeah.
Shit don't make no sense.
Pissing me off, too.
So, I'm pretty much going to chill. I think I'm going to learn how to make an old-fashioned.
The good one, too.
Ever.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's my favorite drink.
It makes.
Yeah.
A very good one.
Yes, she does. But Nate hit me up. He's like, yo, like, no one's coming. Seth's not going to be here. Do you guys want to get together? And I was like, ugh. No, I'm kidding. I was like, yeah, for sure.
No,
I'm super down.
Yeah,
I don't know what it is,
fire.
Man. I'm just like I've become like an extraordinary introvert when it comes to like social gatherings now.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I don't feel bad when people don't invite me places. I actually feel like thankful that they excluded me from the plans. You know what I'm saying?
Really?
No.
I love it, man. I love everything about Christmas.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite pie?
Mine?
Yeah, I guess y'all's. Me and Hook's is pumpkin.
Nah, it's good. It's, yeah.
It
I do feel you.
It
I
ain't cherry.
He wants to change his answer. I know it.
No, I'd probably go pumpkin too, to be honest.
What?
Because I can't think of any I don't really like cherry pie because it's too sweet. And usually I'm super full at the end. Whenever I'm eating cherry pie, I am too full.
Bring
already.
Up a list of pies.
Yo, what about like a warm apple pie with ice cream on top.
Fire. Yeah, with a little dash of cinnamon.
Good.
It's everything.
Pumpkin, apple, pecan, key lime, cherry, blueberry, banana.
Yeah, pumpkin.
What's your favorite pie? Put it blueberries in the fucking comments
wait,
below.
Sweet potato pie is low-key good, too.
Nah, dude, come on. You see, you guys don't like because you guys don't like the sweet.
Consistency as
it
pumpkin.
Is. It is.
You guys don't like that. Well, okay, then say cheesecake. The cheesecake is the same consistency as both of those.
Not a pie.
Cheesecakes might be my favorite dessert.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I think cheesecake's my favorite dessert.
The reason I didn't say that. Well, okay, what about carrot cake? Oh, it's a cake.
I love carrot cake.
Yeah, I love Dude, carrot cake.
I love
the best one
cake.
Is a Haywire, undisputed. It's just good.
Their sweet cream frosting is Ooh. Crazy.
Mm-mm-mm.
Goodness.
Wait, what's
yeah,
your,
it is good. So your, key lime is cool, but not my thing. So if I was to fucking...
I've never had key lime.
Key lime pie is delicious, but it's not better than cherry pie. It's not better than blueberry pie. And it's not better than strawberry. So maybe I'm just a berry pie guy.
Maybe. Berry.
So which of the berries? Yeah. Or which one would you pick?
Cherry for sure.
Cherry pie?
Yeah, dude, it's so fucking good. You don't even understand.
What about favorite dessert?
Yeah.
Cheesecake.
Cheesecake for
yeah,
sure.
Cheesecake.
Hmm.
The most popular dessert in an impressive 20 states, sugar cookies.
See, they know ball.
Tiramisu, pecan, biscotti, carrot, rice pudding. Rice pudding. Yeah.
Popular in one state, Utah.
Rice pudding in Utah? Yeah, what the fuck is going on over there, dude?
Yeah. What's
going on
shit
in Utah?
Up.
They're all just loving rice pudding? That's diabolic. All
right.
It is diabolic. I don't know. I think... I've had this urge to get to go get cooking classes, and why? I want to go to culinary school.
You don't.
Yes, I do. I love cooking. I love grilling. I love everything that has to do with food.
I think cooking is one of the coolest things you could do. Just taking things and combining them and making something that's
yeah,
incredible.
I can cook. I just cook like basic stuff.
And yeah,
everyone
exactly. That's
likes
not cooking.
To eat. Well, not everyone, but most people love to eat.
I feel like cooking is like when you look in your fridge and you see you got all this, what can you make out of that? Exactly. And I can't really, yeah, no, I got to just like prep.
No,
so yeah. Does that mean I can't cook?
Yeah, I need a full recipe.
Not really. Like I can.
What's the best thing that you can make?
I can't just make shit
the
up.
The best thing, probably like
eggs?
Steak pasta.
Oh, okay.
Steak pasta.
Wait, pasta from scratch or do you buy it in a box?
I buy it.
Oh, okay. See, I want to make it from scratch.
Hook making pasta from scratch?
Hell
how man. Do you, first off, how do you even do that? Don't you got to get the dough and like.
Yeah, dough and then you have to flatten it.
Ain't nobody doing that. And don't say you do.
No, I haven't, but I will. Like, I made tortillas before. I mean, it's the
That'd
same concept.
Good.
Tortillas okay. harina, fucking corn tortillas.
Have you ever made like a hard shell taco from scratch?
Yeah.
Damn, not
well,
those.
You know, from scratch would imply that I made the tortilla from scratch also.
Yeah.
I haven't, but I have taken a soft tortilla.
And made that.
Made the hard shell tacos, yeah.
Okay.
Usually we
do
them with,
You just put it in oil?
Yeah, you just put it in oil and you fold it, right? Well, in there, and then after that you add the, we do ground beef, a little bit of tomato slices, in the, and I'm talking about like fucking miniature slices of tomato, very thinly sliced, and potatoes also, cubed. And we eat that with the chile de árbol salsa.
Oh.
Oh, my
now
God.
Now you're spitting.
That sounds fire.
It, all right. Yeah. This is where people are going to be like, what? I add ketchup to that. I've been eating it like that since I was a kid.
I'm not going to knock it till I try it.
Wait, dude, a whole taco and then ketchup?
Dude, I know. And listen, people are going to say that's some white
with
chicken.
Cheese?
No cheese.
White
chicken.
Okay.
They're going to say some white chicken shit or some
bad.
No sabo kid shit.
White chicken.
But like literally since I was living in Juarez.
No
in
sabo,
Articulo
means...
123, Colonia Obrera, Ciudad Juarez, Chihuahua, Mexico. All right. Mm. So since 1983-84, when I was 3 or 4 years old, I've been eating it this way and I eat it to this day. My sister eats it the same way. My mom and dad don't use the ketchup, but me and my sister I think are the only, maybe my entire sibling, all my siblings, but my sister and I for sure add ketchup to that. One very specific taco. Oh my God, so good.
Hell yeah.
I don't think I have, I'm trying to think of like a family dish we have. Do white people have traditional family dishes?
Yes, dude. Fucking those little hot dogs in the crock pot.
Shit slaps every
I'm
time.
I'm trying to
too.
Think of what we
Wait, what did
make.
You say, Seth?
Green bean casserole.
Green bean casserole.
Like, is yeah. there specific.
I've never had that.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you're missing
Wait,
out.
Don't you, like,
it's
like
actually
little
so
hot
gas.
Dogs in okay. the crock
pot. It's like frozen corn dogs.
In the crock pot?
It's like green beans, cream of mushroom, I think.
I've
and then
had
the
that.
Top is like those crunchy onions.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Green bean casserole.
It's decent. What ethnicity are you, Hook?
Me? My mom is Dutch and my dad is black, so I'm half
Dutch, given,
half Dutch, half black.
Yeah. What kind of food you eat growing up?
Regular shit? Or is there a lot of chicken. Mm-hmm. A lot of chicken. And then my mom would just make me like quesadillas and shit.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I guess mine was pretty. Dude, I mean, slippery pot pie. Had that a lot
growing
up.
Slippery pot pie?
And spaghetti. You don't fuck with that?
What about...
I just don't know what that is. Slippery pot pie?
Sloppy Joe's? You ate a lot of Sloppy Joe's for sure.
Sloppy Joe's.
Hell yeah.
What about a little meatball barbecue meatballs in the crock pot?
I can't believe some of the stuff I ate growing up. Like, I would eat Hot Pockets for breakfast.
Yeah, I would do that too.
Even just like cereal and shit. Like,
and bologna?
I mean, I guess, yeah. Bologna.
Bologna,
ooh,
sandwiches.
I used to love going to my dad's house because, and I, it's almost like I thought this was like luxury. I'd go to my dad's house. He'd make bologna and cheese sandwiches,
ooh,
and then he'd make ramen,
ooh,
and I'd put the ramen in my bologna sandwich.
Okay, you're going
it
too
was
far.
So good.
No, that's
I thought
so
I was,
good.
And then he'd make spaghetti, and I found out those are like the two cheapest meals you could possibly make.
Yeah,
but it's so good.
It's so good.
And I used to think I was like I used to just think that was like luxury back then. Spaghetti and meatballs or something.
Yeah,
I was like, mm-hmm, ooh, we're living. Ooh.
Because everything was simpler back then.
It was.
Mm-hmm.
That was before.
I'd get my ramen and I'd be like, fuck yeah.
It was so
this
good.
This is awesome. I'm about to rip this and then go 10-0 in GBs tonight.
Mm-hmm.
See, I would
if
go.
If we don't remake,
I would go five. I'd go five and five in GBs.
That's how it was.
And then I'd eat ramen at like 2 a.m., wake up at 7 a.m. for school,
with
stomach
bubble
hurts,
guts,
shitting myself,
yep,
boner back of the bus. Sometimes I'd have time to shower. I don't. God. I was a mess
boner
as a kid.
In the back of the bus. You got your little backpack on top of it, just hiding it.
Oh, I'd have to get off the bus sometimes, like with my backpack in front of my pants.
No, you don't.
When
know
you're
the
younger,
belt?
It's like shit just happens.
No, you got to put it on the belt.
Worst fear was having to go up in front of the class, and I got an RB, a random boner. Worst fear, dude. Hit it with the Texas belt buckle. Keep it moving.
Wait, like tuck it up.
Yeah.
It's a
oh
yeah,
my
it's a
god!
Fucking,
I forgot about that
staple.
You tuck it up, it gets stuck on your chain. It's just like the worst thing you can do.
Okay, I wasn't wearing chains, bro. I was wearing fucking. Just
but you
would have
reached
jeans.
Though, right? That chain. If you were wearing a chain,
huh?
Nothing. You'd all right, ladies and gentlemen. as we move on from the Christmas stuff.
Wait, favorite Christmas movie?
Oh, that's
let's
a good one.
Let's just think of our favorite Christmas shit. Matt,
I love
Google,
that. Matt,
Google a list.
Google questions.
It's so vibey, okay, dude. Christmas is just...
Because this is coming
favorite
out like during
Christmas,
Christmas
movie?
Right?
Yeah, start with Hook.
I will say, before we get into this really quick, yeah. Red One, we watched it last night, and we don't really like ever explore new Christmas movies. We're kind of like just creatures of habit. Like, we'll always watch the like same five, but Red One was very unique. So I actually do recommend it. It's like an action Christmas movie. It was dope. But
Red
Kyler,
One.
Go ahead.
Yeah, my favorite Christmas movie is Home
Passion
Alone.
Passion of the Christ.
Home Alone? That's fire.
Passion of the Christ?
What is
the
that?
Passion
what?
Of the Christ.
What? That's too soon?
Is that a Christmas movie?
Too soon?
Is that a Christmas movie?
Dude,
technically,
I guess.
Yeah.
It's about Jesus.
Wait, is that when Jesus died or was born?
Both.
Yeah.
Both.
It's the life of Jesus Christ.
And wasn't he?
Henry Cavill. Not even any of that? We're about to get into some conspiracy shit.
Wait,
like he didn't actually. Wait, what's it supposed to be? What is? And I feel like an idiot because I used to know,
so,
but
so,
I've been so.
So Jesus H. Christ was born in 000, right? Anything before that is AC. Every
BC.
Oh, BC, just, and then everything
they made
is
it
AD,
so complicated,
right? And it's about Jesus H. Christ,
but what,
Henry, Jesus Henry Christ. I'm kidding. I'm not making fun of Christianity. I was or Catholicism. I was raised a Catholic. I'm not. I'm gonna stand back for all of you. I apologize. I was gonna make a joke of it, but it is about the life of Christ, and it takes him through the entirety of it, turning water into wine, like all of it.
But what's December 25th?
The birth.
Okay.
Well, he was born December 25th.
I need to get on my Bible.
With the
I've been doing
three Reyes Magos. Yeah,
that.
Yo, you've been quoting the Bible lately.
I just haven't learned like the. I like the affirmations and stuff. I haven't really gotten to the story all like that. But I used to know that. I'm an idiot. Here go the comments.
Yeah.
How did you not know that?
Yeah, it's just...
My favorite movie will have to be Home Alone. I've been tempted to watch it. Mm-hmm.
We've watched it already.
Did you?
Yeah, because yeah, we have like a forbidden list that we are not allowed to watch until we go home.
Oh.
So we have a forbidden list. Anything not on that list is fair game. Home Alone is not on that list.
It was fair game.
Yeah, we ripped that like a week ago, dude. We love that one.
Yeah, I watched that like a week or 2 weeks ago, I think.
This podcast is brought to you by Rocket Money. Do you like money? Do you like saving money? Do you hate spending money that you don't know where it's going? Well, download Rocket Money. I'm telling you as a man, you should do it. Download it. The start of the new year is the perfect time to get organized, set some goals, and prioritize what matters most. For me, a top priority is financial wellness, which now feels more important than ever. Thanks to Rocket Money. My goals feel achievable. They show me all of my subscriptions right in one place and easily help me cancel the ones that I forgot about or the ones that I forgot that I've been paying for. Rocket Money also pulls together all of my spending across all of my different accounts so that I can clearly track my spending habits and where I can cut back. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that helps find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions and reach your financial goals faster with Rocket Money. Go to rocketmoney.com/optic today. That's rocketmoney.com/optic. rocketmoney.com/optic.
I remember as a kid being happy to see that Rudolph one, Matt. Is that the one with the clay animation?
Watched that a couple nights ago as well. Great.
Yeah, that one.
Rudolph.
1964. That was your, you grew up watching that.
I've never seen that.
No?
That one's a classic.
Mm-hmm. That was a classic.
Very good. Good. It's like a musical kind of, but songs are good.
Yeah, it's actually pretty good, and I don't think that I could watch it now. The
what?
Same way that I don't think that I could watch fucking National Lampoon's or A Christmas Story.
That's one of the best ones.
Wait, what?
I don't know.
National Lampoon's
Elf,
Christmas Vacation?
Like Bad Santa. There we go. That's a little bit more my wavelength.
I like
nowadays.
Bad Santa.
Yeah, that one's funny.
He's like, God damn it, kid.
I love that.
Fuck is what you're trying to
say? Yeah, I forget what he said. I used to know quotes from that movie. Who's that actor? I love that guy.
Billy Bonk Thornton.
I love that guy. I think mine's...
Bernie Mac.
Mine's the Santa Claus, the original.
Ooh, Tim Allen. Fuck yeah.
The original Santa Claus?
That's like a... There's a few movies that are just like nostalgic for me as far as like... I just remember like being happy as a kid watching it.
Jingle All the
that's
Way.
That's one of them.
We watched that one yesterday, the night before. That one's hilarious.
Is that with Seth? No.
They Seth do, Rogen, they do... yeah. Seth Rogen.
Wait, how many movies?
We have watched pretty much every Christmas movie that is
this
not
week?
On our forbidden list. No, we watch them throughout the whole month.
Okay.
So by the time Christmas
like
is done,
one a night?
I am done.
You do like a one a night kind of thing?
Sometimes two. It depends on what we're feeling.
With a glass of wine.
No, no wine last night.
Just straight
sober now?
Straight bong hits? Bong rips? Wait, how the fuck is Batman Returns a Christmas movie?
Batman Returns?
Jingle All the Way was really good. I'm going to be honest. I don't know what it is, but they just don't do anything for me anymore.
Turbo Man.
Do you guys like Polar Express?
Never watched it.
I might have seen it once.
Yeah, I like the Polar Express. I think we're going to watch Krampus tonight. If you haven't seen Krampus, good horror movie for Christmas.
I've never seen
horror
it.
Movie
seen
for it. Christmas.
Yeah, it's a great. It's just.
Well, then what about the Exorcist?
Is it like murder and shit?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, Krampus.
Like an actual like horror. Is it like horror or is it just kind of like a scarier?
No, it's like horror. Krampus is like a fucking
really?
Goat man. Yeah.
Yeah.
What the?
He was in Vanguard too, right?
Yeah, Krampus was messing up scrims.
Oh shit! Yeah, he was. Yeah.
You remember that?
He was in scrims. Yeah.
Because Krampus would spawn in and just start ripping people's arms off and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
You'd be on a Gavutu.
That's who that was. That's fucking.
Yeah,
that's,
yeah.
You'd
yeah.
be on Gavutu P1 in the ring, and you would just get jump scared.
And you had these like little like gremlin things on the map, like making noises and shit.
Yeah,
in S&D.
It was insane, dude.
Yeah, that's not really my forte. I even the Passion of the Christ, I watched that because I saw it more of a historical, you know, documentary almost or like a biography. Dear Santa, 12 Days of Giving.
That just came out, Dear Santa.
Dude,
I'm telling you, the amount of Christmas movies that have come out this year, like new just new ones on Netflix is crazy.
I don't, I for the first time in my life feel that
there's like eight of them.
My brain has been rotted away by the constant fucking flipping of the phone and just looking at 6 second fucking reels or a minute long reels. And I just get so sick of it that I haven't watched Deadpool and Wolverine. Wolverine is obviously not obviously, but one of my favorites, if not my favorite, all of them. So I haven't watched that. I haven't watched a bunch of ones that I want to watch because I can't.
Same.
I can't sit there and watch something.
I can't watch nothing.
The only thing that I tell Jude, I'm like, hey, I'm gonna put my phone in my office. I'm gonna be in the theater room and watch this movie. Okay, if you need anything, come and interrupt. Don't fucking text me. No. That's the only time, and that never fucking happens.
You gotta fix that.
I'm the same. What
is the best gift you've ever gotten?
It's not good for you.
For Christmas.
I don't know. Someone else go. I'd have to think. Maybe Jordans as a kid.
The best gift ever?
You want to see the Jordan?
I think my PS2.
Let me find out what Jordans I got as a kid.
I think my PS2.
PlayStation 2.
Yeah, I would say when I got the original Xbox, because that's when I started. That as well. That's when I started gaming. And
my dad was broke as shit, but somehow got that for us. I was hype as shit.
Mine was a BMX Columbia bicycle. It had white rims. It was like those porcelain looking rims. It was optic colors, had a little pink, but that was the 80s, right? So you have like the little pink and neon shit. Mm-hmm. So white rims, black bike, little fucking green, optic green handles, fire. That's my favorite for all time. I rode that shit fucking everywhere. I started looking for it again like last year to have like a, I want to get a BMX and shit so that I can ride around and get some exercise in, you know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah.
Had the what do you call the things you stand on?
Pegs.
Oh, the pegs.
Yeah, I had pegs in the front, pegs in the back. Fire. It was best gift I've ever had in my life.
Matt, can you Google Jordan 19s?
Ugh.
I think these are were my first Jordans ever.
They're not.
In like sixth grade or some shit.
They're not team Jordans, you know?
Click the second picture. The like. Yeah, these were my first pair of Jordans, and I was so hyped when I got them. But then as time went on, I was like, "These are fucking disgusting."
How do you guys?
$990 bucks.
Yo, how do you guys feel?
You should have held on to them shits, man.
Bro, hit all, man.
Yeah, you still got those.
I don't remember the strap in the
above
back
that,
though.
Above that, up, right there. 11 and a halfs.
My mom.
Nine's a 1,984. Yeah, there's only two
left.
Damn,
what
the? How do you guys feel about calling black and red Jordans breads? Do you guys think that should be reserved for the original breads?
I don't even know.
I don't know the lore.
I was kidding. I knew that question was not for this podcast. they're not bad.
But that's just not a pair you start with. You don't say, I'm going to get my first pair of Jordans, and you come out with the fucking 19s.
I've never seen those before, but I
got
to. I mean, there are some that are like post.
Those are the least favorite I've seen out of all the Jordans.
I mean, same. Fucking same. I mean, there's definitely, I think, some ugly. There's no way they're number one, right?
Wait, number one what?
Ugliest?
Like number one ugly Jordans?
Matt, pull up the
is that
the
why they're selling? Just because they're so ugly?
No one's ever
them?
Bought them. They're probably just rare as shit. That's probably my pair from sixth grade.
No, you weren't in the 11 and a half back then.
Yeah, it doesn't even know what it wants to be. It's like a dress shoe in the front with its shiny ass, and then it's got no laces.
I remember wearing those for basketball practice and shit.
Huh?
I would wear those for basketball practice sometimes. Yeah. But just gross.
I feel like I could joust in those.
Alright, here you go.
Gotta be, dude, the first 12 or so far.
That's where it stops for me, brother, being honest with ya.
I had the 18s as well.
Ugh.
You don't like those? Is that this?
That's cool.
I mean, I wouldn't get them now.
I couldn't even see. Which ones?
The blue.
Oh, okay.
18s.
See, but what's under the green, black? Ugh.
Yeah, no.
Jordan fell off. I mean, understandably.
Yeah.
Look at his shoes now, though. Look at these. The past. You wear Jordan suit? Yeah, you do. Sort of.
Sort of.
Yeah, they're lows.
Yeah. No, I honestly
don't. He's got Jordan's on. What do I got? Oh, 8th Street Samba's on today. You know what I'm saying? The triple collab.
Yeah, but I don't know. That was my... To get back to our little thing, that was my...
So Jordan's for you.
My first pair of Jordans.
I was like, Xbox.
Xbox, PlayStation, BMX mic. Matt, what about you? A box full of 100 Hot Wheels.
That's a good one.
Did you save all? Did you save them? They might be worth something nowadays.
Bro, think of how little stuff. Not to be negative, think of how little stuff brings you pleasure these days compared to when you were a kid. I remember just having this like little toy castle, and I felt like a lot of people had this castle, but it was just like a.
When you were young, like a kid,
it was just like a toy castle. It's probably like this tall.
He-Man?
We would have like little figurines. And we would just
the castle from Masters of the Universe, the He-Man castle.
Google castle that kids play with. Yeah, like something like.
Oh,
shit
dude,
like
yeah,
that.
These were like crack.
Like that.
Not
top,
that I'm like super into that, crack right now. But
that top left. Click the top left one. Like I remember just having something like this.
Not me.
And just like having a little figurine. Even I had a Hot Wheel, and I would just drive the Hot Wheel on the fucking castle and shit, and just sit there for like 2 hours doing this shit. Like
hell yeah.
You know
where
what I did?
My
as a
brain
kid.
At
yo.
As a kid, what?
I was gonna say, you well, guys know yo Tech Decks, the little like thing
yeah,
with the little skateboards.
That's still around, dude.
Yeah,
bro.
Those went crazy.
People, there's
those
like competitions and shit with that kind of stuff. But it was like, I don't know, it's just crazy thinking back of how
this
now,
what I this
now I think I had
TikTok,
that exact
phone
one.
Swipe dopamine rush search for something never always doing like back then
you
might
have just unlocked
kid,
the memory I'm
yo,
pretty
look
sure
at the,
I had
yeah,
the exact
it,
fucking
a lot
castle.
Of people look at the hill look at the at the Masters of the Universe castle Masters
everyone had this one
of the Universe castle
this
yeah.
was the start of
yeah.
your
it
castle
it was super popular I feel
that
like
that Fisher Price fucking shit
this is where you figured out if you really fucking
there
castles.
It is I always right always wanted this is the one that I wanted so bad
you couldn't afford this one
what the fuck I was in Mexico and I was a kid with no job my parents couldn't afford it if they couldn't afford it I couldn't but this is what I used to do. You see this right here? I would grab any water bottle.
Mm-hmm.
You would cut this part right here. Mm-hmm. Right? You would use a knife or whatever. You cut it.
Gravity bong?
No. Yeah, that's funny.
Nah.
all right. So you grab a balloon, and then you cut the long part where you blow into to blow it up. You cut that up, and then you turn that into a rubber band. The bottom part, the sack, you put here. So now you have this, right? You have the sack of the balloon. Then you put that same rubber band around here, locking it in. And then you go to lilac trees, right? These little crab apples. And then you drop it in to the bar. It goes to the bottom of the balloon. And then you pull that and you're paintballing with your friends.
Oh, wow. Shit.
Yeah.
You're an engineer.
Sounds like it hurt.
It did.
That sounds crazy.
It did.
I remember paintballing in the woods. That shit hurt. Even when we've done some of these videos.
There you go, right
paintballing
there.
Just fucking hurts.
Right, that one right there, Matt. Yeah, that's that one.
Oh,
but not with metal fucking. We use crab apples.
Crab apples?
Yeah. Do you know what those are? The little balls that grow on trees? Like green little balls?
I've probably seen them.
I guess.
I've probably seen them.
Yeah, I don't even know.
I just never knew that's what it was called.
One of my tiny, what do you call them, fucking 8-9-year-old friends, he was crying and we ran to him. Like, yo, what happened? You get hit? I was like, no. He's like, I killed a bird. And the bird had the crab apple stuck in his eye. And
damn.
I was like, never. I was like, I can't play with this shit no more. I immediately felt guilt.
Damn.
Yeah, I didn't even kill the bird. It was that kid that was crying, but I felt his pain.
You ever seen a baby pigeon?
Yeah.
Oh, you haven't?
No, I haven't.
I was
going to
say, me neither.
Conspiracies.
I've never seen
one. Yo, tell me the truth, though. You don't go outside, right?
Fuck
like at
no.
night? To like take in the breath of the fresh air at night?
No, I actually love going out for a quick breath of fresh air.
Look up.
Wakes you up.
Listen, look up because shit's happening.
Look up?
Yeah, shit's happening.
Dude, we live next to an airport. Nothing's happening.
Are you talking
those
about
planes?
Wait, what are you talking about? Like in the sky?
Yes.
Like the planes and shit?
No, they're not planes and they're not drones.
Luke's been waiting for someone to.
Nah, yesterday I seen like fucking Apache helicopters and shit. I don't know if that's what you're talking
really?
About.
Really?
Yeah.
No, like listen. There's shit popping. There's
it's a
shit
seven
popping.
Kill streak.
I sent it to Matt and Seth. Seth didn't even reply. And
no,
Matt,
that's not true.
What did you say? They're planes.
What did I say?
I don't know,
now I got to know.
Yeah, now we got to. I'm fucking find out right now.
Oh wait, no, I was no. You didn't send shit. I sent.
Hold on, Frisco Elites. Hold on, Frisco. No, I'm kidding. That's like group chat.
Oh no, I just laugh at your dumbass. I just ha ha'd. You said three helicopters.
Dude, I'm telling you.
Bro saw a plane.
No, it's not helicopters, dude. I'm telling you, these things don't listen.
I said he sent a video. I said that pack hitting. Then he said three helicopters November 18th. I didn't say shit because I was super stoned, as I am now, coincidentally, but neither here nor there. I just ha-ha'd it. Like, it's such an easy read.
off of some legally acquired CBD, by the way. But I'm telling you right now, it is like we're seeing more now than we have ever seen before.
Yeah. What, man?
What? You don't believe in aliens?
More,
you don't think? You don't
seeing
think
more aliens?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Fucking literal fucking spaceships. In shuttles.
I'm flying towards
and
it.
And they're above your house
Sunday.
In Frisco.
It's,
huh?
And they chose to be above your house in Frisco.
No, they weren't above my house. They were at a distance.
What would you do if your house just went super bright and it started vibrating? And
dude, I'd be like, thank you for choosing me.
At like 3 a.m.
I'd like a, what is it when you are when you're asleep and then
lucid dreaming.
You think you wake up, but you're still asleep, and then
sleep
you can't.
Paralysis?
Sleep paralysis.
I had sleep paralysis about getting like abducted by aliens once, and
that,
it fucked with
dude,
me for
did you take
a
Benadryl?
Long time.
Dude, that was not a dream.
I don't know if I took
that. Was not that happened?
Maybe I'm saying it might like shit. Like what if it did happen? Yeah. They abducted me, but then they like, you know, fucking erased my memory.
Men in Black, you?
Yeah. Erased my memory, sent me back down, and then I just wake up in the morning, and I'm like, whoa, that was. Crazy, like
there,
it felt
there,
so real.
There are some
was.
Videos that I see that are like low quality, and you can still tell that they're fucking fake and not real. But there are some when you're just like their reactions, like you can tell when someone's acting, not acting. Like there are, I mean, it's happening. Something's happening. I'm ready for it. I'm not afraid of it. Whatever happens, happens. Matt Kendrick was hitting me up. He's like, "Yo, what do we do in a situation like this?" I'm like, "Nothing. They have a higher. They understand the speed of light. We have nothing. We're animals to them. We're cattle.
It's not even. I don't even know if it's speed of light. I think it might be like
more
a different
black
form
hole.
Is that why you watch War of the Worlds?
A different
the other
form
day?
Of travel.
How'd you know I was watching War of the Worlds?
It shows up on Apple TV. What
great
you're watching?
Movie.
You do
and
know
I
that.
Said is. I said this guy's tweaking. War of the Worlds was
dude,
cute.
Okay, so for the record, I started watching it and I'm like, I'm gonna watch this with Liv and Jude because I hadn't watched it in a while. But there are other people that watch movies on that
just
account.
Just be a little more aware that I see what you're watching.
I couldn't give a fuck less.
I used to always click on your stuff and like just kinda I wouldn't click just to see what you're watching, but I'd be like, let's see what ideas I can get, see if I want to watch any of this. You're
looking for some inspiration from
interesting.
What's his name? Fucking Brad or not Brad Pitt? Who's
Guy Ritchie?
No, War of the Worlds.
Oh, Tom Cruise.
You were looking for some inspiration.
Why inspiration for what?
In case they ever fucking in case the tripods ever
come. To see what
we're
supposed to do.
Yeah.
No, I was just watching. I've been watching space movies. Like I watched Arrival again. I Interstellar
Alien
just
movie.
Came out. Yeah, Interstellar. Obviously,
it's more of a like physics. Is that aliens?
Yeah,
Interstellar.
There's entities. Like think there's.
Oh, I don't remember.
It's like a space movie.
It's a space movie.
I guess it's aliens, kind of.
Interstellar is crazy.
Interstellar's so good.
Might be the greatest movie
time,
of all time.
Of all time, I don't know, but it is up there.
What else?
Fuck Maven and his opinion on it.
What did he say? It sucks.
Yeah, he says
his
the most
brain just
overrated.
Can't even like comprehend what's going on.
What'd you say? Ravers?
His brain can't comprehend what's going on.
No.
I mean, neither can mine. If someone told me to explain Interstellar, I'd be like, I don't fucking. So almost like if someone said explain the Matrix, I wouldn't really be able to explain.
What the fuck? It's easy.
How do you
especially nowadays?
How do you explain the Matrix?
Have you ever heard of the simulation? Yes. Okay, movies about a simulation and how a guy got out of it.
Yeah. But what kind of simulation?
This one, life.
Yeah, machines made a simulation to keep us dumb. And they
because
they
need our
the
BTUs.
World. Yeah.
Getting outside of the corporate.
Yo, does it annoy anybody else how Hitch thinks he knows college football?
It's fucked. He's trying so hard to like get into that crowd. just to like have something to do. It's like when people start golfing and shit. It's
all
like,
right,
you
one
don't
give
a fuck about golf.
One last question on Christmas, and then we'll send it off. If you could ask for anything in the world, it doesn't have to do with feelings
abs.
Or abs. Okay, abs for Christmas,
or Couple mil. I don't know which one I want more.
Same thing, right?
It has nothing to do with the world. It's just...
No, I mean, if it's a Ferrari, say a Ferrari. Like, I don't want you to say, world peace.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to...
Yeah.
The PR answer.
Oh, yeah, no.
Yeah.
World peace.
Anything in the world, I
would you
know.
Choose 10 mil or world peace?
10 mil. Okay, I'm kidding.
End the clip right
no,
before
you're
he
not.
Said...
Yes, no, you're not.
World peace, of course. Duh.
50 mil or world peace?
50 mil. I'm kidding. World peace, of course.
Fuck, what would I... One thing that I want. I don't really want anything right now. I'm kind of content.
Okay, you don't have to pay for it. Someone else is paying for it.
No, that makes no difference. I don't really need anything or want anything right now. Maybe a super nice car, but again, that's kind of like a want.
I would want something like unattainable, like something from back in the day that like you can't get anymore.
Jesus Christ crown. Or wait.
The thorns? Was it
maybe not.
The Shroud of Turin?
The Shroud of Turin?
What would be cool to get from like back in the... Some object that has existed... What would be the coolest
the
object?
Tesseract.
Atlantis.
Fucking, I don't know, a chunk of the pyramids. Nah, that'd be stupid.
Dude, I just saw that Mr. Beast rented out all three Egyptian pyramids for 100
that.
Hours for an upcoming video. Who do you pay for that? The people of Egypt?
How's that? Yeah, that's insane.
Yeah,
that's
yeah. Crazy. How is that legal at all? Like, because
if he gets to go on top of that pyramid, like, I want to go on top of that pyramid. I want to be one of those dogs up there, just fucking
yeah, same
barking.
Pyramids really interest me.
Has he said what he's trying to do, or is it just like, yeah, I'm on top of the pyramid, like, let's go?
We spent the first one to get off the pyramid loses. I don't know what it is personally.
I was actually watching something about the pyramids and how they're like antechambers, or they're not really like kind of weird how they look so big on the outside, but the rooms on the inside are so small.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah. What did they use the pyramids for? Wasn't it to like, weren't some people getting like buried there and stuff? Like,
no, they're not coffins, tombs. They're not tombs. They're not tombs. They say they are. Maybe some of the chambers in there are, but I think literally they were just... statements of knowledge.
I heard it was like a battery for the universe.
That could be too.
Battery?
That could be
like
too.
It was like an electrical force that was placed at a certain place on Earth because that's where it electronically could reach the... Or, I don't know. I wouldn't even know how to explain it.
Okay, so they were covered in something else. It wasn't stone. The stone is what's underneath to support the electrical current magnetism of the quartz. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
I'm kidding. But... what I was going to say is, like, I think it was more of a statement of knowledge. Like, if you look at weird facts about the pyramids, you'll see that the biggest one has its perimeter.
This is so funny hearing him talk, knowing what he watches. Because he watches Ancient Aliens.
No, I haven't watched Ancient Aliens in a long time.
Yeah, you see, though, he watched it.
Yeah, no, of course I did. You didn't watch that?
No, I didn't.
At all? You don't care about what's out there?
No, I don't watch documentary type stuff unless it's like crime.
You probably get scared.
No, unless it's like true crime stuff. I'll watch like what happened to the Mendez brothers. You know, like,
oh, I didn't watch that.
You didn't watch that show?
The Menendez brothers, or what the fuck they're
yeah.
called?
No, but, like,
I remember.
But I did. Sorry, I did hear that they were molested by the father. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, good. Let them free. What?
Yeah, no, kill him.
Fuck that.
Fuck that guy.
Yeah, what the fuck? No, don't fuck that guy. Kill him.
That show is fucked up.
I'm not watching that. I don't like seeing shit like that.
No, they didn't really like show any of that. But
yeah,
if they show them
the overall,
taking revenge,
like,
on that show, what were we gonna say?
Oh, I dated someone who like couldn't watch just because he said he doesn't watch documentaries and stuff. Not saying this is you, but I dated someone who couldn't watch stuff like about consciousness and the universe and how big space is, because it would just like give them anxiety and they would feel so uncomfortable like talking about it or even like thinking about it.
Yeah,
because it is fucking, it's kind of scary, bro.
I think
like,
opposite.
What
why?
Is going?
I think opposite too.
What is
I think,
going on?
I think the universe is so big that I'm so small that
it doesn't matter.
It's yeah. kind of comforting that like in 100 years nobody's gonna give a fuck.
No one.
So but let's run this shit.
Something's
let's
just
run it
so
up.
You know what I'm saying?
Something so magical about this, like. How is this existing in this?
I'm still
small
dating someone. my wife, whose nervous system gets altered by anything violent. So we rewatched Jurassic Park 1 with Liv for the first time, and after the T-Rex ate the guy shitting, she was like, "Oh my god, I couldn't fucking watch it." And I'm like, "Oh my god, you could tell it's fucking
really?
Fake." Yeah. So she doesn't watch anything that like is. Yeah, she. I don't know.
Gory.
Yeah.
Don't watch Terrifier.
And that's all I watch.
I feel like Jurassic Park is not. I mean, of course, there's a little bit, but it's like,
PG-13.
Yeah.
And she's 43. Like, get it together.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's you're 30 years older than the intended audience that this was released for.
Jurassic Park was a classic, though.
Yeah, it is. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I wish you guys. Wait, today is Christmas as we're doing this, right, Matt?
Oh, shit.
Oh my god! I hope
you guys are already sick of Christmas, and they just heard us talk about Christmas for fucking.
Oh, Merry Christmas!
We love it.
Well, we'll release this on Christmas Day, huh, Matt? Instead of Thursday, the day after, and then just flip one of the videos. Simple stuff. Easy things to do. Ladies and gentlemen, that is going to do it for this episode. Thank you so much to Rocket Money for sponsoring episode 206 of the Optic Podcast. We'll see you guys next time. Goodbye.